Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, so he knows a thing or two about this Ravens rivalry. He's on the morning show down at 104.5 The Zone in Nashville with J-Mart and Ramon. He is, ladies and gentlemen, Ramon Foster. Ramon, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Man, guys, I appreciate you having me on, man. And who would have ever thought a Pittsburgh Steeler would be calling in to a show to discuss a game here, man? That's all. This is, look at the world right now. We're getting along right now.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I get where you're coming from. By the way, happy belated birthday to you, Ramon Foster.
Yesterday. I appreciate that for sure.
All right, let's talk about it. You know, now I don't know. Now, when the Titans and Ravens were in the same division, it was certainly a rivalry. We talked to Jeff Fisher yesterday, but you dealt with it here in the AFC with the Central going against Baltimore. You met them twice in the playoffs, two times every regular season. How intense was the Pittsburgh Steelers Baltimore Ravens rivalry, and are our Ravens a team, because we love them here in the Charm City, as you would expect, but outside of Baltimore, is it a team that, you know, other people love to hate, if you will?
Playing in the game two times a year, when I first got there in Pittsburgh in 2009, it was always labeled the game. It was always going to be a tough matchup. It was always going to be a game where you either earn your respect or you got dogged out. And just looking at the history of that game is, I mean, it's one of the most tightly contested rivalries in the sense of just NFL games that the league wants to see, fans of the NFL wants to see, and we treated it that way. We respected the game. On the field, we disliked each other, but off the field, it was always mutual respect. And that's one thing I always appreciated about playing that game. Like, yeah, you might get your butt kicked or you might kick some butt, but at the end of the game, man, it was always respect for one another. And that's why it's such a pure football game. The series in itself, the way it goes, both organization as far as Pittsburgh and Baltimore, they have a standard. I know y'all say play like a Raven. Pittsburgh is the standard. It's a standard, and both coaches really just embody that with Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. And just from management, the type of guys you have in the organization, man, I always look forward to that game. But being here in Nashville, covering the Tennessee Titans right now, you're seeing a lot of I'll say this. For a guy that's played in this series as many years as I did, I've never seen an organization or fan base that really feels like they pretty much own the Ravens. I laugh a little bit because of the respect I have for the Baltimore Ravens as a player and as a fan, but as of late, they really do feel like they have you guys' number, and it's really interesting to me that it's that way. Considering, again, just how good you guys have been over the years.
Hey, Ramon, what's the buzz like in Nashville?
It's high. It's high. The players are really kind of mum on the stuff that they're trying to say, but as far as the fan base here, it's really high. They're looking forward to this game, and honestly, they're looking forward to trying to advance this weekend. As a fan of the game, I enjoy watching Lamar. There's always going to be questions around him until he just goes off and throw for 500 yards in the game, but it seems like no matter how bad their defense is at this point, because if you look at the stats, the Tennessee Titans defense is historically bad, especially on third down. And the offense is what's the catalyst to keeping them in games. But they feel like they can box Lamar in. They feel like against them, against the Baltimore Ravens, they find a way to pull out a win and let him have a mediocre game. And if that's the case, they come out with the win.
Ramon, what I see watching is they put a lot of athletes on the field, you know, against Lamar. They have two big guys, and then they have, you know, their linebackers that can run, and then they have five DBs that can run to, like you said, corral them in.
Yeah, it is, and that seems to be the plan. They've been calling it boxing Lamar in. Just don't let him hit the sideline. They find a way, like you said, to put more linebackers on the field, have a safety down right now that's watching him. And honestly, as long as this team doesn't give up the deep ball as far as play action to Mark Andrews or Hollywood down the sideline, I think they're fine with giving up a 20-yard run here and there. Because running the ball, I think they feel as if, even though both teams are 1-2 as far as stats when it comes to running the ball, they feel like they have a better advantage with Derrick Henry and what Tannehill can do behind the line of the lineman that's protecting them.
Now, what do you think about, you know, the offensive line? They're on their third left tackle with Quisenberry in there. You know, Saffold's banged up a little bit. So what do you think about, and, you know, Kelly is, mispracticed yesterday. So what do you think about the Titans' O-line?
The Titans' O-line, man, has been really good this year, considering everything that's happened. They lost their all-pro, Pro Bowl left tackle, Taylor Lewan, and then Tyson Brelo come in and they lose him. Right now they're on Quisenberry, who's done a serviceable job in the sense of his name hasn't been called a whole lot. Roger Saffold, as you said, is a guy that has been up and down as far as injuries, but he's been in most of the games. Last week in Houston, he came out early, but he's even come out this week and said, look, if you think I'm missing this game, you're a liar. So he's going to be in it. They lost some depth this week with one of their young guys going on the COVID list. So as long as Saffold stays in the game, he should be good. And I think as a former offensive lineman myself, I think you got to say that they do have a really good line. They have a 2,000-yard rusher. The sack total on the year has been very low as far as their efficiency amongst keeping Ryan Tannehill up. But I know, like everybody else that's close to the Raiders organization as far as players, they have their hands full this weekend. If Roger Saffold is down or Quisenberry has a bad day at left tackle or Ben Jones or whoever else is, I mean, Calais is a load. Brandon Williams is a load. And then you got Judon on the outside. And just Baltimore will come after you every single time. And now is the time to do it because it's simply just this. It's either win or go home. And I know both organizations, man, this is probably the matchup of the weekend if you were asking me between all six games this weekend.
Ramon Foster joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, former Steelers offensive lineman, now part of the J. Martin Ramon Show, 104.5 The Zone down in Nashville. You mentioned Ryan Tannehill. And Ramon, when you were a player, granted from afar, and you followed Tannehill when he was with Miami, what did you think of him then, and what are you thinking of him now? Is he surprising you with how good he has been the last couple of years with the Titans?
You know, when he was in Miami, I thought he was just a guy. And, you know, a lot of people kind of contributing that a little bit to Adam Gase. I mean, we see what, you know, Gase's situation has been and with the New York Jets. And I guess some people in the media tend to call him the QB killer in a sense, considering what Arthur Smith has done here with Ryan Tannehill. Between Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill, as far as guys that have either – I mean, the leap that Josh Allen has made as far as him being a thrower, him being a guy that's been able to make plays, and what Ryan Tannehill has done to honestly get the stench off of him from where he was in Miami. Though I don't know if there's been two quarterbacks that's had a bigger leap. And I know what Lamar did last year was dynamic, but nobody viewed Lamar as being bad. What I'm saying is this. Ryan Tannehill could have easily been out of his league. And here he is a guy that got a nice contract here in Tennessee. And for the earlier part of the season, he was in those conversations like, hey, can he be an MVP type of guy until you have a running back like Derrick Henry that's rushing for 2,000 yards? And you see that, honestly, he's the guy that makes the whole entire offense go. So my assessment of him is this. He's a guy that doesn't have an ego as far as where I'm speaking as far as Ryan Tannehill. He's a guy that plays within this box, and he doesn't matter on how many yards he get a game. Some quarterbacks, they love padding the stats as far as getting 300-yard games, 400-yard games here and there, or just saying, hey, I'm the reason why we're winning. They found a perfect recipe between Arthur Smith, Ryan Tannehill, and Derrick Henry as far as saying we're going to be a team that is only concerned with winning.
Hey, Ramon, do you think that the Ravens go stomp on the Titans, you know, logo, since the Titans have done that the last couple times in Baltimore? You know, you expecting any festivities before the game?
You know what? Make no bones about it. This is going to be a chippy game. This is going to be we're trying to show from Baltimore stance, you don't have our number. And Tennessee is coming out of this thing, from my opinion. This is me. This isn't a guy saying this here in Nashville. But they feel like they can do the job. The biggest thing they can't do is assume they're going to win. Just watching the highlights this week between, you know, Malcolm Butler talking to Harbaugh and just the back and forth, the Vrabel comment that he made that said, hey, go coach your own team. I wish the crowd was there to kind of edge it on a little bit, man, because this is about as petty and about as raw as we're going to get this weekend. I don't think it'll be like the Steelers-Cincinnati matchup, but if guys get a shot, they're going to take it this weekend, because that's the way the game goes. If you do something, if given the opportunity, I'm going to dish it back at you.
What's going to happen, Ramon, 105 Sunday down in Tennessee?
105 Sunday is going to be a kickoff, man, between two good teams that are really, I ain't going to say at turning points, but they're trying to solidify themselves as far as respect factor amongst the league, man. If you ask me for a prediction in the game, I'd honestly I pick Tennessee to win this weekend, simply because if we're running the ball, or if Tennessee's running the ball well enough and Baltimore gets behind, which it seems to be what Tennessee has done in the past, then I don't know if Lamar can throw himself out of it. And Tannehill has A.J. Brown and Corey Davis and a multitude of guys that he can pitch down the field with. And A.J. Brown is becoming a guy now in this league that's going to garner a whole lot of attention in the secondary. So that's just how I see it.
Ramon Foster, longtime Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman down in Tennessee. J. Mart and the Ramon Show. It's mornings on 104.5 The Zone. Ramon, we appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you and the family. Again, happy birthday to you. And we hope you're wrong about your prediction, by the way.
Same to you guys, man. Stay safe and sound.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.